All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hour number two, great to have you aboard. No matter how you're listening, the regular way or radio.com, you got that rewind function, whatever you like. Look, you heard, I mean, you hear the song and we have fun with it, but I mean, it truly... I always laugh when I hear Lion coaches say how much they talk to the Fords. And then you're like, well, how come the Fords never talk to us? Remember when Sheila took over the team, Rico? She said she'd be more available.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be around more.
Yep.
Have we heard from her?
No.
Has anyone heard from her?
No, she's on the Bob Quinn plan.
Mm.
They exist, we think.
What do you imagine that conversation was like this week? Like, what would there even be to say?
Sheila, I'm stopping by. You want me to pick up tacos?
No.
I have no idea.
It's like, get away from me.
Yeah, no, we don't need to talk.
No,
I'm not very
happy
with you guys. But COVID, Sheila, in 2020, and we're trying.
I mean this. I mean this. And I know management's going to get all, oh, my God, what did Mike say? And I'm like, no. Calm down. You're not understanding it correctly. It's very simple. I think Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia have pulled off one of the great cons in NFL history. I mean, literally, read the definition of a con artist. A person who cheats or tricks others by persuading them to believe something that is not true.
Yeah.
Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia have tricked the Ford family and Sheila Ford Hamp and Martha Ford into believing they are, in fact, smart, shrewd football men, when in all honesty, they are nothing of the sort.
That's no small
nothing.
Task. No small task. They should be applauded for that.
Hell, you've conned this company into paying you for a decade. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But it's the truth. I mean, like, Rico, like, we all focus on Sheila, and we should. I mean, the Ford family, it's been an embarrassment of an ownership group, arguably the worst in professional sports history. But, like, look at Bob Quinn for a second, because I know we're going to get back into the Orlovsky sound and Patricia. But, like, think about Bob Quinn. Let me give you a couple of things here, right? Like, if you're making a resume of a GM and his blunders, mind you, he inherited Matthew Stafford, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He lets Graham Glasgow walk. A really good young guard. And look, from what I heard, Graham would rather quit football than return to play here. That's how miserable it is here. But the point is, he walks, and you pay Vitae $50 million, which is basically the same thing Glasgow got paid by Denver, right? But you're paying Vitae to play tackle because the tackle you wasted money on is gone. One problem. Vitae gets beaten out by Terrell Crosby, and now Vitae is playing guard.
Right.
So you could have just offered Glasgow the same money. How about spending four picks in rounds 1 through 4, 4 consecutive years, only to phase out each and every one of them with older free agents that you bring in like Reggie Ragland and Christian Jones?
Right.
I mean, again, wasting a ton of draft capital. How about paying Snacks Harrison? Now, you paid him knowing he wasn't happy, but you gave him his money. And you did it in the same offseason where Slay wanted his money. You pay Snacks, he isn't happy, he quits on you, he leaves football rather than come back and play. You anger Slay to a point where now, cutscene, you got to make the unheard of move of trading your Pro Bowl corner and drafting a corner at 3.
Yeah.
and you fill his spot with an off-injured veteran who is, in fact, off-injured. How about your defense is garbage? It's garbage. You know it's garbage. You could take Brian Burns. You could take Ed Oliver. You could take Devin Bush. The three players we all talked about on this show. What do at number eight? You draft a tight end.
Correct.
How about you give Quandre Diggs a three-year extension? Only to six games into the season, trade him for a fifth-round pick. A fifth-round pick that you would cut and is picked up by Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. How about you? Not only did you have the hubris to draft the slowest corner in league history in Tease Tabor. I mean, the guy ran basically a five-second 40-yard dash. But Quinn goes out and he brags about how he spent so much time scouting him.
Right.
Second-round pick. Tease Tabor was out of football in 2 years. Out of football. I mean, do you want me to keep going? This is Bob Quinn's resume, Rico. People, you want to yell at Sheila? Do it. She deserves it. You want to yell at Patricia and call them names? I don't care. But Bob Quinn is the antichrist of GMs.
Mike, he is.
Look at this.
No, I totally
That's
agree.
Off the top of my head. I can go put on a cup of coffee and give me 45 minutes. I'll double that list.
Mike, this is why I said a few weeks ago when we had to choose between the two, this is the kind. Right now, he's George Clooney in Ocean's 11. He's the mastermind. He's the one that went out and got all the different pieces and got the gang together. Because you're right. None of his draft picks make any type of impact. When you look out there and you see Cesar Ruiz for the Saints out there contributing, wow, they got him with the 24th pick. If you watch the highlights, Brandon Ayuk for the 49ers hurdling people, 25th pick. When you see people down the line, it's amazing how everybody's first round pick can come to the team and do something. We're not asking to be an all pro, but contribute. The Lions, all of their picks, busted. Garbage. They don't contribute anything. You're out there trying to just give them a little bit of time. No, you don't have to give them time because the people picked after them don't need that time. So what's the problem here? What's wrong here? What's the common denominator? How is it that everybody else can draft somebody in the first round, second round, third round? You see them out there starting. You see them out there contributing, except for the Lions. Oh, and Slay, don't know if you watched to the end of the game. Yeah. Darius Slay was the one. He actually lived up to the name Big Play. He knocked down the ball, took it out of Ayuk's hand at the end of the game for the Hail Mary for the Niners. So big ups to him. What do we have? Well, we got a first-round pick who's still learning the ropes.
No. It ain't learning the ropes. Look, you can do what you want to do with this, and I said it last week, and I know you had some of your high and mighty media brethren try to correct me. No, I ended up being right. He didn't start.
Yeah.
This kid, they don't want to play this kid. Do you understand right now? I said this before the season started. If he's healthy, he'll only play every third or fourth series. Oh, you can't do that. He's the third overall pick. Okay. Oruwariye is better than he is. Trufant is better than he is. And Coleman is paid, one of the highest paid slot corners ever. Oh, by the way, there's another Quinn highlight. You took a guy who only played cover three in his career, and you made him the highest paid slot corner in history to come here and play man. Something he's never done in his career. I digress. The point is, Okuda plays. He's pressed into duty. He's terrible by any metric. And if you like Pro Football Focus, do what you want. He's graded out as the single worst corner in the National Football League. 103 of 103. I didn't make it up. They did. All right, well, we don't like that. Fine. Watch the games. The point is, he's back this week, and you go, all right, Trufant's back. So naturally, he would start opposite Trufant, right? Wrong. He didn't. The only way he got meaningful snaps in this game was Trufant getting banged up again. And it was poetic justice that you know who they attacked to ice the game? Oh, that's right. Okuda. Look, man, Rico's got a point here. You guys don't have to like it, but he's got a point. I'm watching Joe Burrow every week. I was watching Chase Young every week, right, before he got hurt. I can see Andrew Thomas every week. I can watch Justin Herbert. I can watch these players. And it's like,
dude, your guy, CeeDee Lamb. I made fun of him. Like, you know what? Receivers aren't that good their first year. Mike, I bow to you. You nailed it on CeeDee Lamb. You got it right.
I love him.
But no, it's just, hey, man, and I know I'm Team Tua, and I have no idea if Tua is going to work out or not, but I'll say it to you again. I think, Sheila, this is where she should be raked over to Coles. She allowed a general manager that she put a bounty on. She put a win-now edict on. She allowed him to use a franchise-altering pick. And instead of demanding he do what's right for the long-term health of the franchise and take a quarterback, forget about how much I like Tua. Let's just say a quarterback. Maybe they take Herbert, whatever. She allowed this guy to go out and select a corner at number 3 in the draft. It never happens. It never happens. And this kid's NFL debut has been, in no uncertain terms, through the first quarter of his rookie year, an abject failure, a complete disaster. I mean, that you want to own the team? You want to feel all important? Have people say hi to you? You're the owner of the team. Here, let me kiss your ass. You allowed that. And now we have to suffer with it.
Yeah.
Jeff Okuda doesn't look like he's ready to play in this league. You took him number 3. And you mean to tell me he's not better than old, hurt Trufant? He's not better than a 5th-round pick in Oriarie? Or however you say it? Penn Mike, State kid?
Right. Mike, I'll
what
say
what happens
this.
When Coleman comes back?
He'll go back. I guess he'll redshirt this year. I have no idea.
Oh, but I know what the Lion defenders will do. Oh, yeah, you jerk. Will they play a lot of corners? Right. So here's my answer to you. If I'm rotating 5 corners in and out of the game, if that's part of my system, I'm not taking one number 3 overall.
No, Mike, hold on. There you go. Because yes. Here's the thing. As I've said this, and I'll say it again. When you select a player within the first 5 picks of the draft, instant starter. Okay? Now, the only caveat to that, if it's a quarterback and you're developing them. But now, if you look at it, if you take a quarterback that high, they're playing. Cincinnati didn't waste any time. Joe, get in there. It's yours. Okay? And if you extend it to 6, okay, punctured lung and Tyrod Taylor. Okay, Justin, you're in.
Yep.
Show me what you got. If you take somebody that high, there is no, we're going to phase them in. You know who you phase in? You phase in somebody if you have the 30th pick overall. Okay, because right. That means your team is good and you have depth. You don't have depth. You don't have anything. So who you select is starting day one. He walks into the locker room and says, who else is going to start with me because I got one of these corner spots? Who wants to get on this train? But you don't get that. You get, as you say, well, he's part of a rotation. You're not good enough to draft somebody to be part of a rotation. You need to go out there and get somebody to be an impact. Mike, it's frustrating when you watch NFL games and you see first-round picks doing things. I'm not talking Hall of Famers, all pros, but contributing to this. Okay, he got the interception. Great. It was a badly thrown ball, right place, right time against Arizona, but he got it. But you can't contribute if you're on the bench.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.